Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will also be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. The master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake, not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. When an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You had a good Thanksgiving? Good. I'm glad you did. Some of you said yes, so that's good. I have to. I was reflecting upon my Thanksgiving when I was preparing for this homily, and I have to say, I think it was the best Thanksgiving I've ever had as an adult. And the reason why was because I think it was the first time in about 12 years that every single one of my siblings was with my mom and dad. There's usually somebody that isn't able to be there, and we all got along. There wasn't one argument, there wasn't one disagreement, and we generally loved being together. And of course, we just didn't spend Thanksgiving together. The weekend prior, we celebrated my mom and dad's 50th anniversary, and we had a lot of really good family time together. But one thing was very different about this year's Thanksgiving for my family. My mom announced, she said, "I'm no longer cooking." She said, "I've done it. I'm passing the torch." But an unexpected thing happened, because normally my older sister will say, "I'm just going to do it all. You know, I have it easy. I bring the pies for Marie Callender's, right? That's my job." But my brother was in from Texas, and he said, "I want to make everything." And I texted my other sisters. I said, "Did he really volunteer just to cook, like, the whole meal?" And he did. But my mom and my brother are the two of the family where if you say one thing, they'll start butting heads, right? So we were kind of waiting to see if it was going to happen or not, and it really didn't. My mom offered time and time again, "Do you need any help?" He said, "I've got it covered. Don't worry about it." So when I got home Thanksgiving, I was pleasantly surprised to see how everything looked edible, right? It smelled good. Everybody was getting along. But then around 2:30, something happened that made my mom and dad very happy. My brother came out and he said, "I need your help with the turkey." And then my brother said, "I've never made a turkey before." But it made me smile because no matter how old we are, sometimes we need the guidance of our parents, don't we? On how to make it better, to how to make it right. And the turkey turned out beautiful. We had a great dinner, great celebration. And my family truly felt blessed. And my dear friends, as we start Advent once again, we're reminded of how blessed we are because we are God's children. And God loves us so very much that he makes it so easy for each and every one of us. He lays out exactly what we need to do this Advent because he loves us and he knows the good person that you are. But because we're not in heaven yet, every single one of us still has work to do. And that's why we're gathered here today on this first Sunday of Advent, as we begin this new church year together. God is looking at us as children and saying, "I know you and I love you. Because I love you, I can look into your heart and say, come on this Advent journey with me to do better. So our readings make it very clear to us this weekend. Advent is a season of new beginnings. And our first reading challenged us to remember that following Jesus requires us to be instruments of peace, not instruments of chaos, not instruments of chisme or gossip, not instruments of being overly judgmental. And in order to get into heaven, we must have peace in our hearts. You cannot hold hate, hold the grudge. So this Advent, on this very first Sunday, Jesus is asking us, who in your life do you need to forgive? Who is that one person in your life that you're really struggling to love right now? Who is that one family member that didn't show up or left early on Thursday? He said, thanks be to God. Or are you that family member? Peace. It begins with us and how we treat each other. So who is it this Advent that you're going to strive to love even more, to forgive, and to see Jesus in? Our second reading is challenging us to work on our vices, to do better, to look into our hearts and say, Lord, I need to become a better disciple. I need to be holier. Sometimes we struggle with jealousy. Sometimes we're lazy. We're lethargic. Sometimes we're guilty of gossip, envy. The list can go on and on. And despite these imperfections, God is saying, I still love you. But because I love you, I want you to do better. And one of the best things that we could do for ourselves this Advent is to go to confession. It says when we receive the graces of that beautiful sacrament, we're reminded of how much God loves us and how much better we could do as his disciples of Christ. So we're not in heaven yet, my friends. So to the day we die, we're works in progress. And finally, our gospel is telling us to see every day as a gift from God. Every day that we wake up is a victory, is it not? And Jesus is telling us, stay focused on what's important. Do not be so distracted here with things in our lives. The number one distraction that we all have, these machines, right? The cell phone. How much time a day do we waste on our cell phone watching YouTube, right? Instagram. I'm guilty of it myself. Last night I was watching college football, then on my phone I was watching a high school CIF championship game. And I thought, before I knew it, it's like, how much time did I waste? But there's so many distractions. The internet, political stuff, social media. One of the biggest distractions that we could have this Advent is overcommitting ourselves, social obligations. I've never been in a parish that likes to party quite like Holy Family does. You guys are the epitome of socializing. I love that. I love that. Remember, we got to take time for ourselves. It's okay to slow down once in a while, too. So here we are once again on this first Sunday of Advent. And we are God's children, and we turn to God for his advice and wisdom, like my brother did on Thanksgiving Day at the turkey. And we turn to God on this first Sunday of Advent and say, Lord, I need your help. I need to love better, to forgive. I need to work on myself, going to confession. And I need to see every day as a gift from God, to not waste a day, but rather make the world better by how I live my life. Amen. Amen. Lucky for you, my voice is going out, so I have no more to say, okay? So let's really reflect on this right now. What is the number one thing that's distracting you in your life? What is keeping you away from maybe quality family time or working on yourself? So let's think of the number one thing in our life that is distracting us from being a better disciple of Jesus, and let's commit ourselves this Advent to doing better.